Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Hi there, I'm Lisa Campion, and this is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where conscious people come together to explore the world of healing and heal the planet one person at a time. I'm so excited today to have on my show Dr. PMH Atwater, and she is, you know, going to share with us her incredible wisdom that she has gained in a very unusual way. So PMH has had three near-death experiences in a very short amount of time, and it really changed the way that she perceived the world and our unique place in it. And she's become one of the leading researchers and authors on the topic of near-death experiences. And even before that, she studied the larger genre of altered and transformational states of consciousness. So this is something she's been thinking about and doing for a long time. She's been researching, writing, and talking about psychic phenomenon, mystical experiences, and transformational consciousness. It's collected really a vast library of stories of people who have had near-death experiences. And this has led her to her latest endeavor, which is a book called A Manual for Developing Humans, which I've been reading and totally digging, in which she sums up so much of this wisdom that she's learned. And she's going to help us figure out how to be the best selves we can be and hopefully not have to almost die to get to that same knowledge that she has. So let's start the conversation and welcome PMH.
Hi, I had to laugh at that, so we don't have to die to do it. Oh, that's very clever. Yeah, I'm one of those that had to learn the hard way. I mean, what can I say?
Yeah, I guess you did. You're in the real spirit of research and experimentation that you have. You really took one for the team, I guess.
Well, yeah, I guess so. That was back in 1977. I was raped.
Yeah.
And so I had to deal with that. And died three times in 3 months, early part of the year. And then later that fall, I had three complete relapses. You know, most people, when they talk about near-death experiences, they forget that most of these cases come from violence or trauma. So you've got a body to rebuild afterward. And I was one of those who had to relearn how to crawl, how to stand, how to walk, how to run, how to climb stairs, tell the difference between left and right, see properly, hear properly, and rebuild all my belief systems. So it's like everything I had learned before just was wiped away, and I had to relearn it. And a lot of classes, a lot of classes, a lot of exercises, you know, doing that kind of thing. What I had faced before and what I had dealt with before, it might be kind of interesting for your audience, your friends to know this, is that I was very, very deeply involved in transformations of consciousness, psychic phenomena, altered states of consciousness, all of this kind of thing. I was even a ghost buster. I mean, I did it all.
Or I've done that too.
Yeah, practically all
yeah,
of it.
I've done that and, too. Yeah, I've done the ghost busting too. That was quite an interesting gig.
Yeah, it was. And you know, psychokinesis and all these things and displaying them to others and teaching others how to do it. And then I started Idaho's first nonprofit metaphysical corporation by the name of Inner Forum. So we were dealing literally with thousands of people, lots of experiments going on, lots of speakers, lots of workshops, just really full bore. And I had reached a point in my life where things weren't really going that well for me personally. And, you know, I was expecting that magical moment, you know, that we face sometimes in the metaphysical or mystical or esoteric path, where when the student is ready, the teacher will come. You know, that magical phrase, when the student is ready, the teacher will come. And I was really expecting a person. I got death instead. So, yeah, I got the super whammy. Wow.
Well, death is the great transformer, is the ultimate, you know, transformational experience.
Whoa.
So, yeah, whoa.
Yeah,
so what happened?
Like
what happened
all over
to you
again.
When you died? Like, how did that change you?
Oh, in every way. In absolutely every way. Of course, I had to relearn everything. And relearn that my name was, that I was a mother, that I was also worked in the bank, and I had to relearn everything: how to cook, what sheets were, what pots and pans were. You know, how did that change me? Well, let me count the ways, thousands of ways. It's like I became another person, although that's not true. What I became was an expanded version of the person I once had been. And in my third near-death experience, that was, that's what showed me the way, so to speak. Because in my third near-death experience, that's when I heard a voice. I call it the voice like none other. Because I had a broad background with things like angels and, you know, and all of these hierarchies and all of that stuff. No, this voice wasn't like that. It wasn't like that at all. It was a voice that was, it was so big. It's like it encompassed the entire universe and all of creation. And you know, we don't have words for that. You know, how big that is. It's like bigger than big. And that voice said to me that I was to do the, well, I'll just quote it. It said, test revelation. You are to do the research. One book for each death. It showed me what was to be in each book. Didn't tell me how long it would take to get that information. And then named the three books. The first one, it did not give a title to. So I have no idea what that book was. I'm just sort of guessing. Maybe it was my first one, my first main book that came out called Coming Back to Life. I'm kind of thinking maybe it's that, but I don't know. The second one was Future Memory. Future Memory is out. Every sentence, you know, it showed me how to do the very unique pattern that is in Future Memory. Every sentence, every paragraph, every page is part of the math I use to create the labyrinth. Future Memory is not a book. It is a labyrinth. And you read through it like you walk through a sight labyrinth. The purpose of this is to bring your consciousness up to the next highest octave possible for you. So the book is a brain changer. It's a very active book. And then the third book, A Manual for Developing Humans. These names were, you know, the voice did these names. I didn't. Future Memory, A Manual for Developing Humans. But you know, A Manual for the Developing Humans, Lisa, was the first book I ever wrote.
I wrote it. It says in the book you wrote it a long time ago and then put it away in a box until you felt like it was time for it to come out.
Yeah, in the early 80s. And sent it out for peer review, as I often do with my books. I've got all the voices back, and they all said the same thing. The world isn't ready yet for this book. Put it in a box. So I did. A really big box. And it stayed there until my friend Robert Van de Castle died. I don't know if you remember the name Robert Van de Castle. Maybe some people in your audience will. Bob was one of the greatest authorities we ever had on dreams. He wrote the book Our Dreaming Mind, which is still, you know, the best in the field. And he passed away, and I went to his memorial, and I was there early, you know, I'm outside in my car waiting, and Bob manifested in the seat next to me, and he looked at me, and he started laughing. He said, "I knew you'd come," and he disappeared. So I went inside for the memorial, and I'm seated there in the audience, you know, right-hand side, third row, middle of the row. And I'm looking at the dais, and on there was a stand-up photo of Bob, I think one of the best photos ever taken of him. And during the service, he came out of his photograph, came right in front of my eyes, and said, "It is time." Now, Bob knew about the book in the box, so I knew what he was talking about. So as soon as the service was over, I went home as fast as I could and opened that box for the first time. You know, can you imagine what it's like to open up a box that's been sealed for almost 39 years?
No, I can't, actually.
It must have been amazing. Well, you almost have to fumigate your house because the smell is just overpowering.
It was like like a time capsule.
Yeah, you know, I had to open all the doors and windows and wait for a while. When I could finally get through the material, look through it, I thought to myself, "Well, you know, this isn't half bad. maybe I ought to finish it." And so I decided to do what I needed to do to finally get the book out, and I did. And the voice like none other came back, showed me how to do the format. If you've read through part of it, you know it has a very different format. It is not a typical linear format. It is It is a fifth dimensional format. In the fifth dimension, all is revealed in tension rules. So that's what the manual does. It reveals it all. You get in six sections, each is divided into three parts: conscious, subconscious, superconscious, or, you know, intellect, intuition, knowing. So you get whole packages within whole packages. And it's designed to give you the basic facts, the basic exercises, the basic information on really how do I say this? It's an invitation for you to think for yourself and to align yourself with the directive of your soul. In other words, to be who you really are, who you were born to be, a full human being. You know, we forget, you know, when we're talking about being more spiritual, being more positive, that's backward thinking. If we are more fully human, then we are all of that. We are everything that we can be. Fully human. You know, in ancient times, the people considered H-U, the sound and tone of God. So everybody who was, you know, God-man, God-woman. And they knew what that meant, that we are all gods in the making. So, yeah, that's really what it's all about. Simple stuff, easy stuff, some of it's really fun, and all of it to bring you to that point where you can truly be yourself. And in being truly yourself, you're God in the making.
Well, I think the book is delightful. I can't put it down. I'm sort of enthralled by it. And I don't always feel that way about every book that I read, but this one is really special, and it is fun, and I totally loved what you said about you know, I think that spirituality is backwards. There are a lot of us are trying to run away from our humanity, and we practice meditation as if we can kind of cut off our humanity, and that becoming enlightened is more about fully embracing our humanity. That's
yes, it's time to be the whole person. You know, to be all that we are, not just part. I'm glad that you love doing some of the exercises and the stories and
the pictures.
The different ideas. Do you know, I've heard from two, one was a therapist, one was a psychologist, who got a hold of me and said they are using the techniques in the manual now in their practice.
And, well, you know, yeah, I'd like to try that too, because I'm a psychic and a counselor and an energy worker, and I have a practice, so I'm looking forward to figuring out how to use this stuff. And it's so accessible the way that you talk about it.
Yeah, you don't just read this book; you use it. I heard from one fellow in New York City who likes to go out and walk, and he's now using the finger positions that are in the book. And when he goes out walking, he says, hey, I can walk more. I can walk longer. I feel better. I'm never fatigued. I'm happier. He says, it's just incredible just using those finger techniques. And that's literally all it is. How much is that going to cost you to hold your fingers in a certain way? And it's simple. I mean, I'm not talking complicated here. I'm talking simple.
And yogis have known that forever. They call them mudras.
Right? Yeah, they're the mudras.
Yeah.
But when we learn those mudras, we're not getting the full story. When you use the low chest mudra, that automatically balances your energy. It enables you to do more, do better, not get exhausted, and it enables you to always be honest. It brings you to patience, honesty, and energetics just by using that mudra. You're bringing your air down to the lowest lobes over the diaphragm, and you're strengthening then one of the weakest points on your body. And all it is just a simple finger position.
So cool. I can't wait to try them.
Oh,
so,
yeah. And
I'm so curious
and the acupressure facelifts. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm so curious about this, what you talk about, the time frame of 2020 and 2024 and what's going to happen, because I've heard from so many people I've had on my radio show that this is a time that really stands out for them. So I'm just personally curious about what you think.
Well,
I
give a lot of dates in there. Because we are now in that forerunning energy up to 2022. That's for our country. Certainly, other people in the world are going to feel it too, but mostly our country, because in the astrological chart for our country, Pluto will have made its full loop in 2022. Let's see. It seems to me like Pluto takes about, 248 years to do its full loop. So people never have a Pluto return, but countries can. And right. So the United States of America has its Pluto return in 2022. I tell everybody, be prepared 2020 through 2024, because Plutonian energy is very, very powerful. It's extreme energy. There's no such thing as middle. You know, it doesn't exist with Plutonian energy. There is no middle. It's either really great or really not so great. And what is preparing us for that energy? Guess what? Donald Trump. You know, he's our president right now that's getting us ready for that next four-year time frame, certainly a presidential time frame as well, when the United States will have its greatest challenge in its history. So we're either going to make it or we're going to lose it. And the way our country is now, there's so much hatred. Hey, folks, we need to wake up here. And certainly the eclipse in 2024, you know, that particular eclipse, it's only going to hit about half of the nation, the eastern part, and then the Midwest. But it's going to hit the entire area of atomic energy electric plants, of course, in the east and in the Midwest. It's going to hit all major cracks in the U.S. zones, including the New Madrid zone. It could easily trigger the core meeting of these big cracks.
So you think maybe earthquakes?
Well, Edgar Cayce called this time frame the Great Leveling. So yeah, we could have earthquakes. And then certainly you notice in the manual, we're just going to go from there on. It's one big massive, you know, time after that, because we're in the Great Shifting. You know, wake up, everybody. We're in the time of the Great Shifting that happens once every 25,920 years. So we're right in the middle of it, or certainly we're in it. And we're in that time frame now where we call the overlap. In other words, Pluto has not yet left Pisces. And I'm not speaking necessarily Pluto here, but the age of Pluto hasn't left. The age of Aquarius is here. So we got one age stacked on top of the other. It's called the overlap. And that's why things are so stressful. My goodness. You know, it's so much stress.
Strange out there.
Yeah, and it's going to go on now for a number of decades yet, probably until maybe 2133 or 3233, when I feel the real age of Aquarius will fully be here. In all its fullness, we're on the edges of it now. Certainly, it's here in the sense of that forerunner part. But we've got this, you know, we've got this overlap right now where,
I just know that your manual, we're almost out of time, but I just know your manual is going to help people get through this tricky time.
That's so I'm wondering if you can. What it was written for, Lisa. Now is the time. And yeah. If we know these little things, we're going to be prepared. We're going to know what to do. We're going to know where to go and what to do and how to do it. And we're going to know it because we're going to be in tune with who we are.
And how can people get your book or reach you if they wanted to learn more about it?
Well, you can get the book anywhere, certainly. My website is www.pmhatwater.com. pmhatwater.com. I have a free monthly newsletter. Sign up for it. There's an archive. I call it the newsletter for the curious. You can get the book on my website if you want. You get it autographed that way. You can get it at Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. Any bookstore can get a manual for developing humans for you. You can also get Future Memory if you want that one. Future Memory gives you the what and
why. I'm going to get that one next.
And the manual gives you the how.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, PMH. I'm so pleased that we had an opportunity to speak tonight. I'm going to run right out and get your Future Memory book, too, because I'm so curious to read about that. So thank you.
It's a fun
And thank you
book.
For being on the show today. It was so fun to have you today. Thank you so
it's
much.
It's fun to be with you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And thank all of you guys out there on Empower Radio Land, where we are healing the planet one person at a time.